thank you for joining us for this chapel message from the campus of Columbia International University in Columbia, South Carolina. Our mission at CIU is to educate people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ.
All right, well, good morning, everyone. All right, good. Just making sure we're awake and with us. As I mentioned, my name is Daniel, and it's such a privilege to be here sharing with you guys and getting a chance to interview you guys. So we were going to go in order, but we've got a slide up here. So we'll start here with Ken Katayama. Ken, tell us a little bit about yourself, what you did at CIU, what you're doing now, and tell us a little bit about your story.
Good morning, everyone. So I'm Ken Katayama. My beautiful wife is sitting back there. I have three children, and I have the great privilege to serve as the president of Crossover Global. It's a church planting organization, and we're seeking to plant churches among unreached people groups in the world. I graduated twice, okay. My undergrad in 2011, and then I just finished my master's in Muslim studies in 2021.
Okay, now that sounds familiar, Crossover. Where is that located?
It's just across the street from here.
Okay, good. Making sure.
The joke is you should cross the street.
That's right. You cross over the street over there at the end of the boulevard, and you're there.
That's right. That's right.
Now, Ken, you had someone who kind of encouraged you in your time at CIU and with Crossover.
Well, you know, someone very well known to the school family here is Dr. Jones, and I just want to say thank you for all you have done. Appreciate it.
Love it. We give a round of applause. All right, very good. Well, let's go and see what the next slide is, who the next person is. We'll go in that order. All right, Christian Markle, he's with us today. I've had the privilege of knowing, I knew Christian when he was in high school. I went to school with three of his four siblings. And so it is a joy to see you here on stage and get to hear from you. Tell us.
It's a great thing to see you, Stel, let me tell you. Well, hey guys, I'm Christian, Christian Markle. I graduated from CIU in 2013. I am the director of development at Oliver Gospel Mission. It's a local ministry in the downtown that helps those who are experiencing homelessness. I see my wife back there, also a CIU alum, Alex Markle. We both went to CIU. She was the first girl I met in college orientation, y'all. And I was like, you. I'm marrying you. No, I was not like that. But yeah, I live here in Columbia, and really glad to be here. Love this school.
Awesome. Thank you. It's good to have you. All right, who do we got next? All right, Ms. LaToya, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is LaToya Reed. I graduated from CIU in 2006 in youth ministry. I hear you. I am the director of the South Carolina National Guard Youth Challenge Academy. It's located right on McCready off of Leesburg Road. We serve youth who have dropped out of high school or struggling in the normal high school setting, ages 16 to 18 years old throughout South Carolina. It's a military structured program. I am the first female director, the first minority director. Yeah, ladies.
I love it.
Yes. And I'm also the first director with no military experience. But I run a military program. I graduated, like I said, 2006. Awesome experience at CIU. Those who were tremendous to me and mean so much to me during my time here was Dr. Oldshine, Karen Grant, Dr. Lehman, Mr. Rogers, Dr. Rogers now probably. Is he in here somewhere?
Yeah, right here.
Yes, instrumental to me in making it from CIU, so it's great to be back.
Good, glad you're here with us today. Yes. All right, and last but not least, Alicia, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're doing.
Sure. Hi, I'm Alicia Yoder. My husband Christopher is back there with my three children, Isaiah, Hosanna, and Faith. Keep them in line if you see them acting out. I graduated in 2011 and studied elementary education with a minor in TEFL. So I'll give you just a quick little background to kind of help explain where I am now. After college, I was employed in Lexington at Heritage Christian Academy. And then we moved up to Delaware. And I got pregnant with my son, Isaiah. and was entrusted with the task of caring for and teaching him. And then 2 years later, my daughter Hosanna came along, and then a couple of years later, my daughter Faith. And so currently God has allowed me the privilege of teaching my son second grade and my daughter kindergarten and my other daughter preschool, I guess. And so over the past 7 years, since I've been at home caring for my kids, I've had a blog about enjoying Jesus in the busyness of life and family, included biblical resources that I've found, and for the past 3.5 years, I've had a podcast for kids. It's called the Jesus is Better podcast, Bible Stories with Gospel Joy. And after the first 75 episodes, I was able to have my son come on the show with me. And so he was helping me with the show, playing a character named Finn, the yellow tang fish. So that's been a blast. And so I started the podcast just as a springboard for parents to use in discussion with their children about why Jesus is better than anything else. I started the first episode at the beginning of Exodus and continued through lots of different stories in the Old Testament, telling the story, and then how does it point to Jesus? Why Jesus is an even better leader than Moses, a better king than Solomon, and just hoping that that can be a resource for parents to use with their children.
Well, thank you. Let's give them a round of applause and congratulations again for receiving this recognition. Now, the purpose of this time together, of this chapel, is we want to hear from you guys to encourage and inspire students who are here now. And so I want to just jump right in and ask the first question of just, what is the most important thing that you took away from your time at CIU? And so we heard a little bit about what you're doing, where you're at, but because of your education, your time here, and I know some of you guys were on campus, some of you guys commuted, some were online, so maybe even share that before you start, but what is the most important thing that you took away from your time here at CIU? And we can go in any order. We can, I'm going to look at you, Christians, we can start over there maybe.
I'll take number one. All right. Yeah, so I think what I took away most when I was at CIU is just the importance of building a character and having integrity. That's the framework for any direction, whether you go into professional ministry or you go into a professional career, all those different directions. If your integrity and your character is there, then God can grow you and use you. But if that's not there, then it doesn't matter which direction you go, you have a bad foundation. And I also just learned what it means to feed myself spiritually when it comes to reading the scriptures for myself, seeing the Bible as a living book, the living word of God, and how to disciple other people, and then be intentional about who is discipling me. So,
thank you for sharing that. Ken?
Well, I think, one of the best treasure that I carry from here is to treasure the scriptures, to treasure the word of God, in what I do and in my job and within my giftings and leading the team in really rough conditions, as you think about Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus coming to know Christ. Bringing a biblical foundation to those brand new believers as we position them in churches has been so instrumental, not only for me to lead my own life, my family, but to do the work that I'm able to do today. And, I think it was one of the values of the spiritual, the authority of the scripture in our lives, and is so powerful. And it was probably one of the biggest takeaway for me.
For me, it was just the importance of Christian community, especially as you go from this place, you'll be involved in some way with a church. The church was God's idea, and he's given us that place to continue to be taught from the word, build others up, share in ministry to others, and also just from my studies, it really laid a foundation for all of my other relationships. I've been out of CIU for 10 years, so how I interact with people, how I think about the world, how I teach my children about the world. And so all of that has been just incredibly invaluable.
Wow. For me, First of all, learning the Bible, the scriptures was amazing. But the one thing that stood out for me that I took from here is just accepting people no matter, and loving people no matter where they're from, their background, their culture, their race, their skin color, just loving people and loving God at the same time. And so just making sure that that was important in my life. Yeah.
Thank you, yes. So then the flip side of that maybe is this is something that I received and took from CIU. But what is something that you wish you would have paid more attention to? Maybe kind of the other side of if I had more time or if I had, could go back, what is something that you wish you would have paid more attention to?
I would start studying.
Okay. Can we get a collective amen? Okay.
I wish I would have studied a little bit more and kind of took it just a tad bit more serious with studying. Yeah.
For me, it was to really take time to listen to the stories of God's faithfulness in my classmates and then also in the staff and professors. That was just really, I wish that I would have been able to see their faith journey, not just what they accomplished with their lives, but how God really led and sustained them through the difficult seasons.
You know, for me, I'm a Brazilian, so I transferred my undergrad from Brazil, and I was already serving with Crossover Global. So I, you know, the collision experience perhaps was, I was married.
A little different.
And it was very different for me. My whole master's was done online, even though I literally live across the street from school. But I travel a lot, so I'll be now making my grades because I'll be missing classes. And so, you know, I'm excited that, you know, my kids now all go to Ben Lippin, so maybe, you know, they were going to enjoy the campus the way that I wasn't able to.
Ken, you mentioned to us, as you and I were talking in conversation earlier, a little bit about what it was like doing school online. So speak to that a little bit about kind of the benefit of being able to do that for you. I think most of us, if we're here on campus, we've taken time, we've kind of paused some things, but you shared some of the benefits of doing that online.
You know, when it was the master's program that I was doing online, and so I was already involved in the ministry that I'm serving right now, and being able to focus in an area, you know, the Muslim studies where I was highly involved, and, you know, already married, having our little kids growing up, so I had to take my time, and that flexibility was so powerful, you know, to be able to, there were, you know, a year or two that I didn't take any class. You know, I actually talked to Dr. Smith there one day and said, is that okay if I come back? You know, it's still okay, you know, and you know, taking a class a semester, doing some of the intensives a week here. Mm-hmm. But one of, you know, I had many of this type of experience, but one of probably the most remarkable, I remember studying folk Islam, you know, the Islamic, not the Orthodox side of the Islam. And I was in Central Asia doing some of my work, my assignment. And as I was in Central Asia, I actually visited a couple of cemeteries, which I will probably not, you know, why we're going there. So, but it was where they do ancestral worship and just trying to understand the influence of Islam among tribal Central Asian ethno groups and be able to do my job and actually write a paper and work through that class while I was traveling was, I think I gained much more because of that flexibility and that practicability than I was able to do.
You're able to learn it here and then apply it in your everyday work.
Phenomenal, yeah.
So shameless plug for online studies as you continue as you graduate.
Don't stop, you know, graduate and then go online.
Christian, what about for you? Something that you wish you would have kind of focused on or done differently or paid attention to?
Yeah, I think I really wish I would have sat down with more now I'm an alumni, so it sounds like a plug for alumni, but to sit down with alumni, particularly missionaries on the field, I can tell you, I did it like twice, y'all, in like 4 years. And those two stories of these missionaries that just went through crazy things, absolutely crazy things, and saw the gospel seed planted in like just an immensely powerful way. Like those stories are emblazoned in my mind. And when I think about the gospel power, I think about those two missionaries that I took the time to approach and just say, hey, tell me about your life. I wish I would have done more of that because they were just so impactful to my life.
Well, let me ask you this, and obviously this is a safe space, but is there anything while you guys were here that maybe was a prank or something that you were involved in, something that you enjoyed? probably for hearsay, allegedly. I'm looking to probably our on-campus students, Krishna or Alicia or someone like that, that you want to share with us.
Go ahead, Alicia. Okay. I'll take next.
I had recently got engaged to my sweetheart, Christopher, and we were away for the day and got back kind of late, and then, you know, I'm walking onto the dorm and open my door, and my room is filled with balloons. Like, you can't even walk around in there. Some of our friends, I guess, knew we were going to be away and just wanted to fill it up for us.
The joys of the dorm life.
Yeah.
All right, Christian. All right. Just so you know, we had to vet some of these with Christian. I said, ones you can share, here's ones we can't share.
Yeah, Stell told me not to share a couple ones. But one that I'm really proud of, is, you know, like, y'all do still do, like, winter formal, that thing? Yeah? Okay. So I was dating my girlfriend at the time that's now my wife. And I was like, all right, I got to do this thing up. I can't just be like, hey, you want to come to the winter formal with me? And so what I do is I wake up really early, and I get some chalk. I get a bunch of my buddies, and I take the founder side of, I don't know if it's founders anymore, but that side of school, and I changed it into Candyland. And so I, like, made the whole like, map, and, like, my friends were, like, Mr., you know, Licorice and all that jazz. Totally rigged the game. I got some of her friends to play too. Rigged the game, and when my girlfriend got to the end, I was there as the prize to say, "You want to come to the formal with me?" So I thought that was cool, at least. You know,
good job. And it worked. You guys are happily married.
And it worked. I'm married. Yeah, it's great.
Well, let me ask you this: What are some of the things that that helped you as we shift to start talking about life out of college or after college? What were some of the things that happened here, maybe, that kind of helped and prepared you for the career, for the path that you're on now?
I would say for me, it was field ed back then, but I'm not sure what they call it now. But we had to pick some place that we can do ministry, Bible studies, and mentor. And when I chose mine, I knew from that list, when it said Department of Juvenile Justice, I knew that's where I was going. So when I went to Department of Juvenile Justice, I was doing the Bible studies, I was mentoring, and then one of the chaplains there said, "You're gonna work here one day." And I was like, we'll see. And so one day I was working there. Like, during the time I was still in school, I got a part-time job as assistant chaplain there while I was at school. So they hired me on. And so after that, after I graduated in 06, I went on full time at Department of Juvenile Justice into another position. And so I did almost 10 years at Department of Juvenile Justice. I left as the director of volunteer services. And I mean, I just slid right into my career from, like, while I was at school. So amazing.
I was so thankful for my teaching classes at CIU, and also the connection that was there between Ben Lippin and some of the other Christian schools in the area. Just having the chance to get in the classroom and prepare these Bible lessons and have to stand in front of the students and really have to look at the Bible story through their eyes, and what does it look like to point them to Jesus in that? That was just incredibly helpful then as I taught Sunday school, as I then developed the podcast, and then now as I'm seeking to disciple my children.
For me, if I just change just a little bit, I started with Crossover Global when I was 19 years old in Brazil, so I think instead of what happened after I finished the undergrad, I graduated in general study. The idea was, you know, get this done so you can jump into your master's degree. And but my work informed me that, you know, being a lifelong learner is important, and being able to continue to equip myself for the ministry that God had called me, is important. And CIU helped in that way, you know. So it wasn't here to get to the next. It was knowing where I was and how important it was to continue to be equipped, and the masters helped me tremendously on that.
Thank you, Christian.
Yeah, I think one of the most foundational things for me was Dr. Dan. I didn't even tell you guys. I was in communications department. I got a communications degree, right? You guys out there? That's where it's at. And Dr. Dan DeLosier was a just tapped into the truth that everyone is creative. Everyone has some semblance of creativity in them. And there are so many stories to be told. And I also didn't tell you guys really what I do either. So I'm in charge of community engagement, fundraising, and just connecting the community with the mission of Oliver Gospel Mission. And where that comes down to is creativity and storytelling. And so I really learned the foundations for that to say, hey, I am creative, and I can craft a story in a way that communicates best with someone, and that was one of the massive things that I use every single day in my job. So,
well, for me, I would say this is my third time participating in this chapel, and one of the things that constantly we hear is that getting involved now while we're in college. I think sometimes we have the mindset of I'm so busy or I've got all this going on, but if there's any way for you to get involved now, that kind of seems to pave the pathway, even just providing some of the experiences that will be useful in wherever we end up. All right, so final question. You know, we've talked about our time here at CIU, some of the preparation moving on from CIU, but as you've left CIU, what would you say is kind of just the hardest thing that you've experienced, life outside of CIU, outside of this community that we've talked about even this morning? What are some of the challenges outside of here or the next stage?
Having babies. I loved my studies, entering into discussion with others about them. And then I was up like all night long and trying to keep these children alive all day long without having slept all night long. And it was just such a change from, you know, coming out of CIU. But let me tell you something along with that. Something that was really difficult for me to accept, but has become one of the greatest blessings, has been becoming less me and more we. Going off to college, it felt like an adventure. I was like, you know, leaving my parents and getting to kind of be like an individual me, and just seeing like what God would have next. I left, the icebergs of North Dakota for the boiled peanut and sweet tea country. I wanted to be a teacher so that I would have an occupation when I finished college. But then when I met and got married to my husband, Christopher, the me became us as my husband and I sought the Lord for what would be next. And then as he brought our three children one by one, the we became we plus three. And these crying newborns were looking to me to keep them alive. And it became a lot less about what I chose to do and more about who God had put in front of me to support and care for. And I'll just tell you right now, I'm not able to, at this point, continue working on the podcast episodes that I mentioned. This last spring, I got COVID and had just months of recovery, and the Lord really used that to just continue to show me some of his priorities and to really focus in this season on my children's discipleship journey. And so again, like it felt like kind of this death to set aside like my podcast in favor of, walking alongside my children and just like the spirit-led faithfulness of just continuing to be involved at church with relationships there with some of our friends who are ministering overseas to be able to keep communication with them and pray for them with my children, encouraging other moms at church. And so just the time at CIU, I mean, I'll tell you, like, I would love to be able to continue doing the podcast or if God has something different, but just to really accept the different seasons that God has brought in these years since CIU, even as I trust him to lead into the future.
Thank you for sharing.
For me, I would say being a leader. Being a leader, sometimes just because you have the title of a leader, you're going to be attacked. So the challenge is loving people who attack you. Because my thing is love God, love people. And so it's challenging to love people who constantly attack you, who constantly talks about you, stab you in your back, and those kind of things. So it's challenging. You got to be ready to accept the challenges that come with leadership. Because when you get the title, you better look for the enemy to come after you hard. And so you have to maintain who you are. You got to maintain your integrity. You got to maintain who God called you to be and who he and what he called you to do. And you got to do that regardless of your haters. So that's the challenge for me.
Thank you, Sean.
Whoa.
Latoria, I can't go after that. That's way too good. I would just say cultivating community. At CIU, it's such a special, close-knit group of people. And, like, people are always pouring into you, or people were always pouring into me, and I love that. But when I left CIU, I realized that that's not exactly natural, and that you really have to cultivate that yourself and begin discipling others, and then also looking for people to disciple you. So that was one of the hard things, and then also just, you know, you got to pay the bills, and so that's a pretty basic one, and maybe even taking a job at the beginning that might not be as fulfilling as what you want it to be, but there is growth there, and there's seasons, and God will bring you into something that is fulfilling, which he's done for me. I love my job too. So
sorry, Christopher. So you know, I didn't leave. So, you know, I was online in not in the collision, but the timing. Be certain to take this time to know what God is calling you next. You know, don't waste the time here. Have fun, enjoy. But know, because there'll be dark days, there'll be enemies coming against you. And I remember 2 Timothy 4, verse 5, you know, Paul was telling Timothy, you know, do the work of the evangelist, you know, and fulfill the ministry. Either if you are a full-time minister, that's what God is calling you, or you're just ministering full-time, or, you know, in the marketplace, God has a call for you. And this time here, you know, if you have convictions of what the Lord is leading you, the hard days will come, but the vision, the why he's called you, that will keep you moving with the discipline of fulfill the ministry that God called you.
Thank you guys for sharing. Can we give them one more round of applause?
We hope you found this message a blessing to your life. More Columbia International University Chapel messages are available at iTunes and at podcast.ciu.edu. Learn more about CIU's undergraduate, seminary, and graduate programs at our website, ciu.edu. Columbia International University educates people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ. Thank you for the opportunity to minister to you today.